This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. One of the names of Allah is Ar-Razaq. He is the one that provides for all of us, and He is Al-Wasi. He is abundance in that. He is abundant in that provision, being that it will never stop, and it is only up to Him, subhanahu, when He wants to prohibit that provision from you or give you more. From one of the greatest provisions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives each and every one of us is our family, our relatives. And in Islam, we know that in Islam there are objectives that Islam withholds and wants to maintain. And one of them is hifdhun nasl, it is preservation of the lineage, being that there is a family structure that is there. We see that the prophets had families, they had wives and they had children. But subhanAllah, some of these relatives, their own children, were people that did not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or they were people that were deceitful to the prophets, being the wives. Such as we see with the wife of Lot. And we see with the son of Nuh alayhi wasalam, that their family members were people that didn't even support them, for lack of better words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the chapter of Taghabun, when He mentions the family, the awlad, and the azwaj. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu inna min azwajikum wa awladikum aduwwan lakum fahdharuhum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, verily in your spouses and in your children is an enemy. There is an enemy with these individuals that you may have in your family. فَحْذَرُوهُمْ So be aware of them. How is that? If Allah provided you with relatives that you are supposed to support and raise to worship Allah, how can they be your enemy? Some scholars mention that during the time of Hijrah, some of the companions, Hijrah the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, some of the companions stayed back because their family provoked them to stay. And this is an example of this ayah, of the warning. Because if your family, your children or your wives, are those individuals that withhold you from doing what you know is right or for what is from the Sharia, know that this could be an element of enmity or the enemy that is trying to call you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the message of Islam. And it's very important for us to understand that even within our own family, from our own blood, our own flesh and blood, that they can be affected by shaitan. They may call you to do things that are not beneficial for you in this life and in the next. They may call you away from doing a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They may call you away from an Islamic principle. They may call you away from doing that has the Islamic spirit, from prayer, from marriage. They may call you to marry someone that is not that religious or doesn't even have any inclination towards worshiping Allah. They don't have any inclination towards even being a Muslim. They were just born that way and they call themselves a Muslim. So you will see that within our family, they are the ones that know us best, and they are the same ones that feel that they may have that authority and control over you to influence you to do what may not even be in your best Islamic interests. This is how they can be the enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Alim, the All-Knowing. When mentioning this, it's important for us to initially believe it wholeheartedly and then to look at our lives and see how this verse applies. So Allah says, and be aware of them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues on to say, وَإِن تَعْفُوا وَتَصْفَحُوا وَتَغْفِرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ And if you were to overlook their offenses, forgive them and pardon them, for verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving, most merciful. With this reality, that you may have a child that you love so much and don't want to wake them up for Fajr. Or they may be an individual that says, you know what, I don't want to wake up for Fajr. And you have to deal with that because they're under your roof. Or you may want to deal with it because they're under your roof because of your love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even though they may try to call you away from doing what's right, forgive them, overlook their faults, and be patient with them and pardon them. For verily Allah is the all-forgiving, the most merciful. The fact that you do these things, you may overlook them and forgive them, does not mean that you that you cease in calling them to that which is right. Being the family member, the father or the uncle or the grandfather or things of that nature, or the mother or family member, that you find another family member is not worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or showing any gratitude or following the way of life of Islam, it's important for us to be patient, to overlook their faults while maintaining the integrity of the Islamic principles. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are consistent in trying to be people that He is pleased with and be around and helping raise and helping those individuals to recognize the same beauty of the one that created them. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.